Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we always do here at 320 on Fridays, let's talk to Tony Gwynn Jr. He is our Odyssey MLB insider, and insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. And, Tony, I tell you, you could not have had a better month than what the Braves just had as they tied a franchise record for the most wins. And now all of a sudden, boy, we've got ourselves a full-blown pennant race in the NL East.
Yeah, I mean, it really just seemed like a matter of time before that offense started clicking. I mean, really from the start of the season, the pitching has been really, really good. And they've gotten some contributions from really everybody. But it was the offense that was lagging a little bit. But they certainly hit their stride here. And as we saw last year, this is a dangerous team when they're swinging the bats like the way they are right now.
Last time we talked to you, Tony, we were just starting a series with the Dodgers. We nearly took two out of three. We lose Kenley Jansen. He had a heart issue. He had that before when he was in L.A. So we have enough guys by committee. Yeah. We're getting some dudes back. But do you think that the Braves, what would you add, a starting pitcher? We got one guy, Ian Anderson, went last night. He's starting to wobble, or just punch up the bullpen? We got depth everywhere else. What should we do with the trade deadline before it gets here?
I mean, you know, you can always use bullpen arms, right? I mean, everybody is going to be in search for those type of, especially late inning arms. But when you look at that Braves team, yeah, I mean, as I said, their offense has depth and they have a lot of really good players. But if you were going to say there was a weakness, you could probably point to the rotation and going out and assuring yourself multiple starters that are going to give you innings, not just multiple, but really everybody in that rotation, because that's what it really takes to make a long run like you saw them do last year. Yeah, you're going to definitely have to shore up both ends. You're going to start with the starting pitching and the bullpen.
Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us here in the WaitForIt.com hotline for his weekly conversation. All right, Tony, I'm going to conspiracy theory a little bit.
Oh,
And I understand, look, that this was about the time that the Mets thought that this was going to happen and this, that, and the other. But, boy, it sure seems convenient that all of a sudden a couple minutes ago, Max Scherzer is going to start on Tuesday. We're hearing about Jacob DeGrom getting back. It's funny how a lead that got dwindled down so quickly all of a sudden is guys are ready to get back and healthy and get back on the mound.
Yeah, no, I think in this case, it was kind of coming up on that time. I don't think they really had a good idea about when DeGrom was going to come back until about last month. So I think it just so happened to play out that way. And listen, if you're the Mets, it's perfect timing, right? I mean, you get to add two supreme arms at the top of your rotation, assuming that they're healthy, that you know can help you win ballgames. So I don't know if I buy that conspiracy theory that you're pitching there, but it's certainly coming at the right time for the Mets.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us here, guys, as the Braves go and take on the Reds. Last night, Ian Anderson, who we referred to, he just did not have it going on. So it was one of those nights where a position player gets to come out. Mike Ford, the former Yankee, who looked like a guy in a softball league, Tony. Did you ever go up against a position player, and what were the results?
I think I was like maybe 250. I think I had like four shots against position players. And at least three of the four did what we see a lot of the guys doing now, just threw it up there as slow as possible. And that's hard. I mean, when you have a certain speed that you've been seeing consistently and somebody comes in and is throwing below the hitting speed, it's hard to adjust. It's hard to adjust. But it's a lot of fun for fans to watch. I get it. But right. I really wish that we could stop seeing it.
It's a no-win, right? Because if you get a hit, so you got a hit off an outfielder, and if you don't, you're going to ride you in the clubhouse like there's no tomorrow.
1,000%. 1,000%. It's a no-win situation for a position player hitting because, as you said, everybody's wearing you out.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey MLB insider, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Hey, Tony, I know you're out there on the West Coast. Let me ask you about Oakland. They got a step closer, I guess it was, to getting this new stadium or complex or what have you built. And again, hard to believe. I mean, again, as old as I am, growing up with the Oakland A's, they were one of the dominant franchises, and now they're kind of right. One of the jokes of Major League Baseball. But are they going to get this thing resolved? Are they going to get their stadium and their complex and all this kind of stuff out there? Because this has been – I know MLB wants Oakland and Tampa handled pretty quickly here, but how close are they getting to getting a new stadium?
It's hard to say. Every time it seems like they take a step forward, they take like five steps back. So, you know, it does seem like this time more than any other time that there's a legitimate shot. But I know a lot of people up in the Bay Area that are very skeptical that this is going to end up happening. So I think it's one of those things, we'll believe it when we see it. And, you know, I certainly for one hope that they don't have to move. This is a franchise that has been in that city and has been a big part of that city for a very long time. So I hope they get something done, but it's hard to say if they're willing.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr. with us here, guys. Braves taking on the Reds, and Cincinnati's a road trip but gets rolling. Tony, we thought we were done with the Freddie Freeman saga. You know, a very emotional weekend here in Atlanta. I got to go Sunday night, and he was still had to step out of the box nearly every at-bat. And then we get the word from Doug Gottlieb on Fox that he had heard through the grapevine that the agent never told Freddie, and now people are going to sue each other. What do you know about guys, or maybe your own personal experience? Did you ride shotgun pretty tight on your agent, or did you just simply let him handle the business and you didn't get involved?
I think everybody is a little bit different. I think there are some guys who are very hands-on. They want to know each and every day. They want to be involved in every way. And there's guys who are on the complete end of that spectrum. This is where they want to know nothing. They just want to know what the offers are when they come. And he could decide what, you know, whether they, you know, he moves forward with it or not. And so, I mean, and so you got everybody in between. So I don't think there's a one size fits all. But if this story or rumor is true that Gottlieb has tweeted out, that is a reason why you have some guys who are extremely tight and want to know each and everything, because they are afraid of that type of thing happening.
Tony, what did you think about Clayton Kershaw's comments over the weekend and talking about that situation about, hey, we want to make sure we're not second fiddle and things like that? What did you think about what he said?
Right, enough's enough, right?
Yeah.
I think it seemed like one of those statements that, although it was said in jest, there's a little bit of truth to it. And I get both sides of it, right? If you're Freddie, there's some closure that needed to happen. Mm-hmm. That you've got, but if you're in Kershaw's side, you're thinking to yourself, well, I mean, they didn't bring you back, so you know
right.
Why, you know, and like I said, I think most of it was said in jest, but there's probably a little truth to it.
Tony Gwynn is our Odyssey MLB insider, and insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars and Driveway's nationwide inventory. As always, Tony, we appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes, and we'll chat next week.
All right, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.